Welcome. My name is Pastor Scotty Bockhaus, and we thank you for taking some time to listen to some audio recordings from the pulpit of the Riverview Baptist Church. Our desire is to show the Lord high, holy, and lifted up, as well as try to be a blessing to those through the Word of God. Please enjoy this message, and we pray that it will be a blessing to your life.
What a blessing. My heart's already been. Just so many things that I like what you're doing. I like the way you leave singing, Pastor. You get it going. You know, you're energetic, and I like that. Don't ever stop. And I like the way you have those opening choruses. I like that. I want to install some of that in our church where we open up Nothing is Impossible, and then just other choruses and as we handshake and come back. That's good. And I like that. And I like how these young men kneel and the older fellows kneel down to pray in an act of worship for the offering. I like that. And, you know, keep it up. Don't stop. And to thank Miss Leah. And, you know, I know that was the Lord after getting caught in that snowstorm. It was a horrible experience. And the Lord of hosts protected me that night. We actually had a semi-truck sliding off the road into black ice, and it was pretty cold. Not cold for you folks here in Wisconsin, but for Arizona, it was very cold that night, and just a lot of ice, a lot of snow, and the old bus that I picked up in Kansas, the battery had died, the alternator died, and I was getting cold. And everything was covered in snow and ice, and I wasn't used to it. And my cell phone battery was going dead, and there was no room in the hotels in this little city that we were getting near. And so I had to stay up in a Catholic church and slept on the mat. And I did witness to a nun that next morning. But during that night, I never will forget, a tow truck driver came by and he says, "Would you like a tow?" "What else, you know, what else do you say?" He said, "It's like $280. I said, "Well, I have no choice, you know, it's freeze or get the tow." And so the Lord brought me in. And because of that stay, the Lord was with me and protected me. And then we went on, we were in Brother Feaster's church that Sunday night. We couldn't get on home. And because the bus didn't get fixed until Sunday afternoon. And so there I was, and I had just, you know, been praying for your pastor and about that. And he was praying. He was really persistent about, you know, I'm not going to go the way of just dating this one and dating that one, and I'm not going to go that way. God's able to provide, and I'm going to keep praying. He's very persistent in that. And as I sat in that church that night, Miss Leah was on the piano, and I didn't really put the two together. I really believe marriage is made in heaven. Amen. And the thought just came to me. I believe it was the Holy Spirit of God. I really do. It was of God, Pastor. And he said, "Well, what about Scotty?" And so I went home and then call her, you know. And the rest is history. I have spiritual grandchildren, praise the Lord. And I'm very thankful. And tomorrow night, don't miss the service. I'm going to be lifting up Jesus, talking about remembering him on the cross and all that he's done. And so it'll be a sweet, sweet service. And I want you to come not for me. And I don't want you to come for your pastor. I want you to come for the Lord. And if there's any way you can make that song was so beautiful, you know, have we done our best? And by the way, that convicted my own heart. So come tomorrow for God, and you'll be glad you did as we come together. Now, tonight, the fear of the Lord. If you'll go to Psalm 128, if you're able to stand, Psalm 128. Pastor Scotty says, "I wish I could sing like you. I wish I could preach like your pastor. I really do." And I know he's a good preacher, a great preacher. But one thing we have in common, we both have high tenor voices. We both get mocked in the drive-thrus when we go through the drive-thru. Thank you, ma'am. What is your order, ma'am? And on the telephone, oh, thank you, ma'am. And what is your name? I'm Greg. You know, when I get to heaven, I want to be a bass. But God gives us all things richly to enjoy. So, you know, He made us like we are. So Psalm 128, it's a beautiful passage of Scripture. I love this Scripture, a passage. And he says in verse 1, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by thy sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. Do you want to be blessed? I want to be blessed of the Lord. And the Lord shall bless thee out of Zion. Thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you again for another privilege. Thank you for these dear saints, Lord, that love you and I'm sure fear you tonight. May we all, Lord, have the desire to fear you more. And Lord, we need your blessings. Not only do we desire them, but oh, how we need you desperately, Lord, in our hearts and lives. And tonight, Lord, I want to be a help and a blessing, but I need you, Lord, your Holy Spirit, to be my teleprompter, be my guide tonight, Lord, and help as you work through us. It's your service, Lord. We commit it unto thee, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. May be seated. Thank God for this local church. Thank you again for the fruit basket. The food was delicious. If you missed it, you missed a blessing. And it was really good today and last night. And I just look forward to the week we can spend just a few more days laboring, but I believe the best is yet to come. Tomorrow night, you won't want to miss tomorrow night. We're going to have the children sing. I'm going to ask them to sing Isaiah 53, if they'll do that for me, right before I preach. And that is such a beautiful, beautiful song that remembers the Lord. God has blessed our church, and I know it's Him that's done it. And we've seen some great blessings. I spoke last night, and not only physical, material things, but spiritual things. People getting saved. And those are the best. When people, their lives change and there's hope and there's peace and their families are, revived and just on fire for the Lord. And it's such a joy to see what God is doing. We've seen some great blessings. We've seen people saved. We've seen more missionaries taken on. And really, I believe tonight, folks, with all my heart, the one reason, probably the greatest reason, we'll know when we get to heaven, but I believe the greatest reason God has blessed our church is for the fact that those folks, we support missionaries. Amen. And that our folks love that, the heartbeat of Jesus, the Great Commission. And they love seeing people saved and hearing the testimonies and seeing the missionaries. And I'll tell you another reason God's blessed our church. Not for me, but for the fact that the people, and that's the church, the called out assembly, take care of their pastor. And so, and God has just really, really showered down the blessings. He showered His blessings down on my wife and I. We're not rich people at all, but God has taken care of our every need and even our wants and desires. And recently we moved into a new home, and that was all God. We sold our home, and really it's not our home. Everything we have, and you need to get this principle down, everything we have, everything you have belongs to God, and we're just stewards over that. And Marvel Brethren, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And so tonight, the fear of the Lord, God says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways, verse 1. Verse 4, behold, and thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. Now listen, when God blesses your pastor as your overseer, as your under-shepherd, when God leads your pastor, listen, God will bless. Amen. And then when God blesses your pastor and your pastor's wife, I'll tell you what happens. Those blessings bleed off on you. One thing you should, and we've said it many times in our church, always try to be a blessing to the pastor's wife. Be an encouragement to the pastor's wife, because she's such a blessing to the pastor, and that will bring dividends to you. And a lot of times, the pastor's wife and the pastor are neglected. Now, your pastor didn't bring me in to say this. He never mentioned anything to me about this. But I'll be talking a little bit about that tonight. And you say, well, you know, you're preaching to the choir. We love our pastor. And the ones that really need to be here, they're not here. Hey, but God works in little things. God works with that nucleus. God, He takes the impossible and He makes it possible. Remember the little lad? He only had 5 loaves and what? 2 fishes. And God multiplied it and blessed it. And it bled off on others. It rubbed off on others. So tonight, maybe tonight you say, I want the blessings of God, but you don't count the cost. And a lot of times people do want the benefits. I say this a lot, and I saw it in your bulletin. People want the benefits, but they don't want the responsibility. And friends, but God tells us there is a cost. There is a cost to discipleship. It took a cost for these ladies, these young ladies, to go out door knocking, and in on a Sunday afternoon. So it was a cost. There's a cost to discipleship. You can be saved and not a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. But if you want the blessings, then there is a cost, and there's some things that we need to look to. If you'll go to Proverbs chapter 8, Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 7. Proverbs 8 verse 7 says, "For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence." Prudence is that caution. That's when you look at all sides of the situation, and you need the wisdom of God. And by the way, wisdom, I've taught and believe that, you know, it comes from Jesus. That's for sure, the personification of Jesus. When you are in touch with Jesus and following Jesus and in love with Jesus, friends, that's a good place to find wisdom, in Jesus. That's what I want to say. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. Now watch verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth. Do I hate the froward mouth, that wicked, that ungodly mouth. And so do you want to fear the Lord more? If you want the blessings of God, then we need to learn about how to fear the Lord. And if we're going to fear the Lord, the Bible says in verse 13, it is to hate evil. Do you hate evil? You put a D on evil. What does that spell? The devil. You know, the devil's our enemy. He's the saint's accuser. Do you hate evil? Do you hate evil things? Do you hate pride? I know best. It's not you, Pastor. It's I know best. I know you don't. Do you hate this arrogancy, like the world centers on you, or, you know, it's because of me. It's me, myself, and I. And, you know, do you hate that arrogancy? As Christians, we ought to hate it. Do you hate the evil way? The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Do you hate the froward mouth? Oh, when you your mouth gets away from you, and I struggle, and I need to keep, I'm preaching to myself tonight. Sometimes when you're tired, you may say some things that you really don't mean. Watch this mouth. Sometimes when you're weary, sometimes when you're caffeinated, amen, you have to watch. You have to really watch, or your mouth will get away. And then tonight, friends, I want to encourage you to fear the Lord. There's a lot of churches that don't fear the Lord. You know, I heard this statistic, and it's amazing to me, but there's 80 churches closing their doors every day. 80 churches. But by the grace of God, there go we. But by the mercy of God. But you know what we find? Because we were coming back on vacation, and we found that they cut back on their services. You know, this is a rarity. By the way, I want to say this. If I lived anywhere in this area, I would be a member of this church. I'll tell you that right now. You've heard other people say that, but I mean it. I really mean it. Not just because he's a Timothy or a son in the faith. No, not because of that. Because I believe this church stands for the right. And you're in a good place tonight. And you know what? A lot of people, if they traveled through, if they came through, let me tell you, they couldn't find many churches open on a Sunday night. But that's just one step of the digression. People cut back on their services, and then they get loose with the modesty. And you know, everybody is welcome in this church. You take people where they are and you try to get them to where they need to be. And you know, God does care more about the inside than he does the outside. But we have to all admit the outside is important. Amen? It's important to God. And I heard a testimony today from a man that learned that principle. Why? Because he feared the Lord. And today, we live in a day of nakedness, and we live in a day, the Bible clearly speaks, where they don't blush. Just go to Walmart. It's very evident that, people don't fear God in the way they dress. And so churches go from cutting back on a Sunday night service, and they go to music, and thank God for the old hymn book. Stick with the hymn book. Stay with the hymn book. I don't like this canned music. I don't like these singers getting up there and they, you know, they're doing all this and they're waving kumbaya and it's all about them. Hey, when we sing to the Lord, it's not a performance. Amen? We're not performing. This is a worship as unto the Lord. And do we fear God? And it's not all about this clapping and getting the flesh going and the vibes going and trying to work up something. No, no. We went into a church like that and there's a lot of nakedness. Thank God for an old-fashioned, fundamental, independent Baptist church tonight. And you say, why? Because they fear the Lord. But they cut back on the service. They get loose in their music, loose in their clothing. You know the next thing to go? This right here. You can't read like we did this morning. We all read together from the King James Bible. Friends, I find no fault with the King James Bible. And back when our great-grandparents and parents were there, there was not a controversy over the Bible. But now it's for money, you know, and it's this, and they have dissected and taken a penknife and taken things out of the Holy Scriptures. They've taken out the blood. They've taken out the deity of Jesus Christ, friends and people, and they've gone down and down and down, and they've thrown out the Word of God. Why? Because they don't fear the Lord. You see here in chapter number 9, he says, verse 9, give instruction to a wise man and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Do you want to be blessed tonight? The best way to be blessed, if you'll understand that all of us need to fear the Lord. Hate evil, pride, arrogancy, the evil way, the froward mouth. Take a stand. Don't remove the old landmarks. And And remember your purpose. Remember your purpose. What is our purpose, church? For a moment, just think. It's to witness more, to reach more. There are people out there that are hungry to be saved. And they need to be saved. Not only around the world, but around the corner in the shadow of the steeple. I remember one day I went out soul winning. It was a hot summer day, and we get a lot of those in Phoenix. And knocked on this trailer's slide glass door. And it was so hot I couldn't see through the glass. I don't want to look through the glass. I don't want to be a peeping Tom. I have to be careful about that. Had a guy almost tried to kill me, and I didn't think anybody lived there because I was just standing toward the glass. But chased me. God, the Lord of hosts, protected me. I went and made another visit, and he called me later and says, I would have beat you up and tried to kill you because it scared my girlfriend. Hey, don't be afraid of that. God will take care of you. God will bless you. And those times are very few and in between. But when you come up to a door or a glass, you don't want to ever do this and look in. And I didn't do that. But I knocked on this trailer's glass door, and I heard the voice, come on in. Well, be very careful of that. Your pastor will teach you things like that, what to do in situations like that. But she said it again, come on in. And so I did take a second glance after she said that, and I saw a rather large woman sitting on the couch, and she had oxygen. She had oxygen in her nose. And she said, well, come on in. And I said, well, okay. And so I cracked the door. You have to be very careful. There's proper ways to do things. I saw that this woman was very sick and elderly. And so I went in, shared the gospel. Make a long story short, that woman got saved. And I left the track. It was about 6 months later, I got a call from the funeral home. And I had forgot all about that woman. That woman never came to our church, never followed the Lord in baptism. She's very sick. And I got a call, and I did not even, this is a gospel truth, I never knew who I was performing the funeral for. And I got up there as a big crowd came, and I even said in the funeral, I said, I'm not sure who this woman is, but I've been asked to do this. And I shared the gospel, preached the gospel. People got saved. They opened the casket, and lo and behold, it was that woman that got saved. I'm telling you, friends, God will help you to do things like that and bless you. You say, well, I'm too scared. I'm too scared to knock on a door or give a track. Hey, go to the door, leave a track, and run. You know, ring the doorbell. But do something. Hey, don't be afraid. Hey, fear the Lord. He'll protect you. God, that's our purpose, is to witness and to reach more. Brother Bobby Robertson said, the woods are full of them. There are people out there that are hungry, that are needing salvation, that want to hear. Yes. They want to hear the word. We need to participate in missions. Like your pastor said, you know, God can do something above and beyond this year in this church in missions. And I wish you would just seek the Lord. Don't be afraid to give whatever God lays on your heart. Don't be afraid. I heard one testimony of how they had their missions time where they committed for the following year. There was a cowboy in the back, and he filled out a card, and they were looking over the cards for the following year. Motives, perfectly pure. And charging and admonishing people to give every single week systematically to missions. And a card came in and had $1,400 a week on it. And the pastor looked at it. There was no name on the card because it's between you and God. And so, wow, who is that? Well, they found out later it was that cowboy that made that commitment. $1,400-something a week. He said, yeah, I have two businesses. One of the businesses just breaking even. It's not hardly doing anything. But I'm just going to commit it over to the Lord and see what happens. I can't see, and that's the key. Faith is, the Bible says, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But that man, he committed that by faith. He couldn't see it. And to make a long story short, God turned that business around, and that one man provided $1,400 a week. What for? Missions. Missions. And it worked. You know, God can do the miraculous. And so you say, well, I don't have that. Hey, do something. There's everybody in this building tonight can give something to missions. And if he blessed you and if you gave last time, he should increase your faith. And he will increase your faith. He provided last year, he'll provide again. God is so faithful. Now, I know you love your church and you would support it and you do things like that. And God blesses you for that. But I want to encourage you to fear the Lord. Don't come to church tomorrow night or Tuesday or Wednesday because of me. I have nothing to give or very little. But come because of Jesus who's done it all. Like we sang in that song. You know, have you done your best for Jesus? And tonight, I wish you would pray. Maybe tomorrow night we'll talk more about the nuts and bolts a little bit of what a missions conference is all about, and also talk about Jesus first. We'll put Jesus first. But tomorrow night, if you'll come, I'll tell you exactly how we've done it in the past and how the Scripture talks about it. So come tomorrow night and be faithful to the Lord. Now, I want to do something, and your pastor knows nothing about this. And I preached at a few churches, and I don't think this has ever happened, but one other time, it was in Clermont, Florida. You know, the Bible says to honor your pastor. And I want you to go to Hebrews. Why don't we look at a verse here in Hebrews, chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. And look at a few verses. He talks about how that we are to honor the man of God. Now, a pastor is not a dictator. He's not a slave driver. But he is a loving shepherd who God has called and put in this place. And as sheep, you're to obey and to remember and to salute. Look at verse 7. Remember them which have the rule over you. And God has gave you. God gives pastors, the book of Ephesians says. They're a gift from God. In verse 7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God. And I know your pastor has done that. Whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. You see, one day, God will hold Pastor Scotty Backhouse accountable for this. He won't hold you accountable for Riverview Baptist Church. One day, you'll be held accountable, husbands, for your family. But it's a great responsibility. Remember them which have the rule over you. Verse 17 says, obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Then he says in verse 24, salute all them that have the rule over you, and all the saints, they of Italy salute you. So remember them, obey them, salute them. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Look at these verses here about the pastor. He says in verse 12, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love. Why? For their work's sake. And be at peace among yourselves. One of the greatest blessings you can be to this church is to endeavor to keep the unity and be at peace with yourself. There is no church that is perfect. There's none. But I'm thankful for this church and I'm thankful for this pastor. Don't buck the leadership of God in his life. Don't buck it. Don't come against it. It certainly don't have any, harbor any grievance or bitterness toward your pastor. Maybe tonight, it'd be a good time for you to come to the altar and pray for your pastor and ask God to help you to follow him. If you look hard enough at any man of God, you can find something wrong. But you know what? if we look hard at you, we'll find something wrong. But that's not the way we're supposed to be as Christians. Amen? The Bible says we're to endeavor to keep the unity. I've always heard Mary Jane Moore used to say, sweep up under your own doorstep and don't sweep up under mine. You know, but we have enough. Don't we all have enough to sweep up under our own doorstep? We have enough on our plate to be concerned and, meddle not with other men's business and things like that. But just keep your heart right before the Lord.
Thank you for listening to this audio message. This is Pastor Scotty Bockhaus, and I encourage you to take this information that you just received and make a specific decision to follow after the Lord. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, let me beg you to take the time to receive Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. If you are saved, I encourage you to make a decision in your life to help you get closer with the Lord. If there's anything specific we can do to be a blessing or to pray for you, we encourage you. Look us up on the internet at riverviewbc.com. Once again, that's riverviewbc.com. Or if you would prefer to call us, you could give us a call at area code 920-530-6308. Once again, that number is 920-530-6308. If there's anything we can do to be a blessing or an encouragement to you, please let us know. We would love to make ourselves available. Thank you.